Tantrum.
Win, Brooks, Fox!
Brooks going for one win in a row after she lost last week.
Oh, no. Do I have to wear the loser hat?
Yes.
Especially on a
Monday. I just
Monday.
Feel like it's really shameful.
Degrading.
Well, yeah, that's part of the motivation, Brooke.
That doesn't motivate me. I'm motivated by positive reinforcement, Jeffrey.
Okay, we'll make up a winner hat for you
okay,
to wear every time you win.
Thank
it's like,
you.
Shut up, stupid.
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing in a rematch. This is a woman Ooh. That lost to you last year.
Okay.
And she actually remembers the score
oh,
from
really?
The loss. She's that competitive. Her name's Daisy from Ellensburg. Welcome back, Daisy.
Hey, guys.
What was Yo. The score?
3-5.
Okay. Oh. You said it with like some real disdain in your voice there, Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm competitive, but trivia is not my sport usually, so we'll
oh,
see.
Gotcha.
Oh, sure. You're making up excuses before we even play. I see how you do,
You
Daisy.
Feel bad about wearing your loser hat one day. Daisy's worn the loser hat for a full year.
Yeah, every single day, right, Daisy?
I feel you, Daisy.
No.
Oh, okay.
Putting it on.
And now's a chance for redemption, Daisy. We're sending Brooke out of the studio, and while that happens, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Your time starts now. On this day in 1997, The Crocodile Hunter debuted on TV. What animal activist was the host?
Steve Irwin.
What ballet features Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies?
Pass.
The Dayton Dragons from Ohio have sold out every game for the past 19 years. What sport do they play?
Baseball.
In the year 1900, they made the first silent movie of what famous detective?
Pass.
Currently, are bald eagles on the endangered species list? Yes or no?
Yes.
All
yes.
right. Got those answers in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And the fun fact that's written about you on my phone screener here, it says, last time that you played us, you were pregnant, and you told us that Aww. You were thinking about naming your baby Pythagoras.
Yeah.
I remember you.
Because yeah. she's a high school math teacher.
Did you go with Pythagoras?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Isosceles, you know? She went with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right. Yeah. Right train. What'd you go with? You mind telling us?
Parallelogram, please.
Maya.
Maya.
Oh, Maya. Like Maya. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
Like it rolls off the tongue.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's a Maya's teacher.
Okay, so.
Oh, congratulations.
No, that's crazy.
How old's your baby?
3.5 months.
Oh, girlfriend, you haven't slept. And you're playing a trivia game.
Baby smell coming off.
Oh, she's playing with my hands right now. She's listening.
Oh,
turn me on.
Hi, Maya. Hi.
Okay.
I'm your uncle.
Jose, right. This is why my children weird. Are scared of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's have Jose back away.
Sorry.
And it's Brooke's turn. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1997, The Crocodile Hunter debuted on TV. What animal activist was the host?
Steve Irwin.
What ballet features Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies?
Nutcracker.
The Dayton Dragons from Ohio have sold out every game for the past 19 years. What sport do they play?
Baseball.
In the year 1900, they made the first silent movie of what famous detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Currently, are bald eagles on the endangered species list?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
All right. Ran out of time. Got the answers in. We're going to go to the scoreboard, see how you did with Jose.
I was going to clean my room until I got high.
God,
Maya, don't listen.
Yeah.
Close your ears, Maya.
Daisy, you got 2 correct today, even with Maya playing with you. Oh, cutie.
Yeah.
And Brooke.
Yeah.
Jeez, you got 5 correct.
Again.
Oh, one wrong.
Same score.
Oh, I didn't notice. You're 5-2 this time.
Oh, 5-2? Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
still, wow, Brooke.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Girl, call back when the kid's like 3, okay? That's when things are going to like start to kind of return to some sort of normalcy.
Baby brain will be gone.
Let's go over the answers okay. for everybody. On this day in 1997, Steve Irwin became the Crocodile Hunter when he debuted on TV. The ballet that features Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies is the Nutcracker. The Dayton Dragons from Ohio have sold out every game for the past 19 years. They play baseball, minor league baseball. 1,385 games in a row that they've
Whoa.
Sold
Dude, good
out.
Good for them.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the year 1900, they made the first silent movie of Sherlock Holmes. And bald eagles are currently not on the endangered species list. They are in the least concern category.
I know.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool. Like, they just got moved down.
So, Maya, I'm sorry, no cash today. But just for playing, you do win a carload ticket to the Washington State Spring Fair. It's a modified version of the traditional spring fair, still featuring guest favorites from animals and attractions to food, shopping, and more. And this year, our very own Jose Bolaños will yell comedy at you through your closed car windows.
Hey, you guys come here often? Only in the spring, huh?
No, yeah.
Oh, that's what okay. she said.
Okay. All right. Don't ruin all your material.
I'm sorry. I'm working on my punchlines all
day. Yeah, save some for the fair. So you enjoy that, Daisy.
Thank you, guys.
And congratulations on your new baby.
We love you, Maya.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.